Our community connection brought to you this morning by Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center. Talking Parties and Girls Club of Bartlesville. We'll start things off with Paige Erling and Vandell Stinson. I had to get that right in here just a moment. I apologize. I thought I knew the name, but looked down on the sheet of paper and wasn't spelled the way I thought it was. Good morning, ladies. Thanks for coming in today.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
And we get the opportunity to talk Boys and Girls Club. I know it's only been a few months since you opened up the new building, but I have to believe over the past, 6 weeks, 7 weeks or so, everybody is still really excited.
Yes, it's been phenomenal. The kids are just, every time they go in there, they're excited to go through all the different program areas and just have way more stuff to do than they did in the old club.
Yeah, and the whole new hasn't rubbed off on yet. It's still, everybody's still excited about, oh, I haven't been in this corner of the building or whatever yet.
Right, the new hasn't worn off. They're enjoying every area of the new facility.
And we'll talk about some of just the way you're using it here. What's the first thing, I guess, that you noticed after, say, the first week of being in there with, you know, once after kids came back mm-hmm. to school, you say, I haven't seen this much activity in this before?
I think just having all the different programs spread out, mm-hmm. we're able to be a lot more effective and efficient because we have so much more space.
Oh, elbow room.
Yes. Way more engaged. The kids, they all, you know, they get to kind of pick what they want to do. If it's STEM, the computer lab, art, dance, all these different activities.
Well, I looked at that computer room. That is magnificent.
It is.
Yeah. That's probably, I don't know, for a release, I think if I were a club member, it would probably be one of the most exciting things that's going on there. Yet, as I recall, the old building, they were, you know, kind of over in a corner as much as you could separate them, mm-hmm. but you still felt like you were just part of that big room where everything else is going on.
Right. I think that's one of the biggest differences is now we have designated areas for certain things, so you really feel like you're, if you're in the computer lab, that's what you're doing. You're isolated more, which is nice.
Yeah, but still, it's easy to, you know, wander over and get a drink or whatever you want to do.
Oh, absolutely.
And right back at something new.
Yes, yeah. Absolutely. And it's so open with glass, and it's such an open space that mm-hmm. you don't feel like you're trapped in any rooms. It's bright, and we get the outdoor light, which really helps.
Yeah, except on a day like this, maybe.
That's true.
Yes. I think another big thing is they get to kind of pick what they want to do and really discover their talents and figure out what they like as they grow older.
Well, yeah, and that's going to continue for them for a lifetime, hopefully. I think that discovery of new stuff, I think it never really wears off unless you want it to.
Yes.
That's something the Boys and Girls Club, I think, has got a reputation for locally, but really nationally, is making things continually new and shiny and sparkly somewhere along the line.
That's right. We have so many national programs that are tested and run that they really keep up with the times. So I'm super impressed with the STEM lab just because the kids love getting in there and doing hands-on stuff. So,
well, I understand you got a new title. You're the new director of development?
Yes. I just joined the club back in January.
Wow. So jump right in with both feet, huh?
Yes. I jump right in with both feet. Right. I love the new space. I'm excited to be on board with such a great facility in Bartlesville.
Well, and as development director, I would think with the new building, with what I'm guessing is an increased membership, you got all kinds of good stories to talk about.
Yes, we definitely have increased membership. Since we opened our doors in January, we've increased by 105 members, 105-ish. So we're developing.
Yeah, so let's see. Last I knew, you were just over 1,000, somewhere 1,000 to 1,100. So I'm guessing you're sneaking up on 1,300 by now.
Yeah, it should be right around there, yes.
So the next milestone, 1,500 or 2,000?
We have no idea what summer is going to bring. We're excited to see how many kids are going to join us this summer.
And now really is a great time to start making those summer plans.
Absolutely. We'll start summer enrollment for our members.
Around spring break.
Okay. So, yeah, so again, we're talking about another, I'll round figure 6 weeks. I haven't actually computed when spring break is.
Yeah, me either. Yeah. We'll for sure have it on our Facebook page.
Yeah, well, that's something else I've noticed, at least maybe whoever's doing the posting is more active. I don't know, but your Facebook is more active this year.
Great. Well, thank you. Yeah, we really want to just showcase to the community what we're doing at the club and, you know, all the activities that the kids are doing that's going to help them grow into this community.
Okay, well, it's an opportunity to grow. And by the way, if the members of the community haven't yet taken that tour, we were all in there for the big opening celebration, and it was a little crowded. And while we all got a good look around, I think some of us say, you know, I'd like to look around when there's not 1,000 people already here.
Absolutely. And we're there most days during the day, and I would love to give anybody a tour. Any of your employees, if you want to come in and bring a group of people, just call, schedule a tour. I would love to show it off to anybody and everybody.
Or better yet, call ahead and say, what's a good time?
Yeah, that would work too.
We're having fun this morning with the Boys and Girls Club, and we will continue on AM 1400 in just a moment.
If you're suffering from a bad back, bad knees, need a hip replacement, call the Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center, 918-494-9300. With a large number of only the best qualified specialists on staff, EOC is able to provide better care than anyone else in Eastern Oklahoma. I should know. I had my back surgery in 2012 with a degenerative disc between L4 and L5. Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center took me through a step-by-step process, which now, after surgery, I am leading a normal life. Get back to your normal life. Whether you're in need of back surgery, hip replacement, knee surgery, or knee replacement, trust your happiness to Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center. Ask your doctor about EOC or call for a consultation. 918-494-9300. Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center. We're located in the Natalie Building at 6475 South Yale in Tulsa.
And again, spending a little bit of time on a community connection this morning, Vandell and Paige joining us this morning from the club. And also, Reese is in. And Reese, first of all, you're a brand new club member, right?
Yes.
When did you join?
Last month.
Last month. So at most, let's see, 6, maybe 7 weeks a club member if you were there every week. What made you, first of all, I'm sure you got to look around, but what do you like about the new club?
I like that you can go to different rotations and you get to learn new stuff.
Now, tell me about the rotations, because I'm not familiar with that at all. What do you do?
Well, there's different ones like STEM lab, computer lab, and they will say that you either get to go on which one, and then you get to pick, and then you just you learn new stuff.
I'll bet you met a lot of new people too.
Yeah.
Yeah. So made a couple of new friends, at least a couple of new friends.
Mhm.
Okay. Well, so if you were talking to somebody that just moved in next door and moved in from someplace other than Bartlesville, would you invite them over to the club?
Yeah.
Why?
Because I think that the club's really cool, and they could go there and see what it looks like.
Okay. Anything you're looking forward to this summer?
I'm looking forward to playing basketball outside and other sports at the club.
That's a really neat area out there for the basketball court, isn't it?
Yeah.
Are you a softball, baseball player?
No.
Okay. Well, the Cal Ripken Center, you've got something for everything there, so it's okay. Thank you so much for sharing. Anything else you want to tell me about the club?
No.
Okay, that's fine. Thank you so much for sharing with us this morning, and thanks, Mom, for bringing her in. Appreciate it.
Sure.
But I think it's one thing that you get that kid enthusiasm, that excitement about what's going on. I had the privilege of seeing her face. The rest of the listeners hopefully just got it out of her voice, but sounds like she's wound up.
Yeah, it's excited to watch. I mean, it's exciting as an adult to watch kids discover their own talents and have fun learning.
And that's part of what I think you do at the club. Yes, you've got some guided activities and somebody alongside to mm-hmm. ask questions or motivate or just be a friend. But that adventure of discovery is something you do very well, too.
Yeah. Yeah, we're able to try to kind of find their hidden talents and tap into what they really like to do and then kind of guide them in a direction that lets them help discover what they're good at doing.
Yeah, but and you've got some, I think the title is junior staff, you've got some older older students that kind of help out, because and I'm sure part of it is them finding the youngsters' interest, but also saying, hey, I really like this, would you like to try it?
Absolutely. They love having the junior staff to look up to. It's a great to watch the older kids and the younger kids bond, for sure.
Yeah, but I'm sure, and I've talked to a couple of junior staff members, and they talk about the fun of it, but also, oh, gee, now I'm responsible.
Right. It makes everybody act more grown up.
Well, and I think sometimes that's good. I wish more grown-ups would do it that way.
That's me too.
The success that Boys and Girls Club has had in Bartlesville, growing from 200 or 300 not mm-hmm. all that long ago, and now you're coming up on 1,300, and I don't know where you're going to stop. I think you got room to grow, even if you needed yeah. to knock out a wall somewhere
right.
and do some more.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. I don't think we couldn't have done it without the community support, so we're very thankful for that.
Yeah, and that's something Jason, I think, has been very mindful of, making sure that to always remember that, well, you got a great place. Yeah, some grant funding helped out a lot. Mm-hmm. Cal Ripken Center helped out a lot, but it was frequently those $25, $50, and $100 gifts that made it all possible.
Yeah. Definitely. We could not have done it without the community. Bartlesville should be proud that we pulled off such an amazing facility.
And you got a great board that is active and plugged in, and not just there for board members, mm-hmm. or for board meetings, rather.
No, they're hands-on, and it's nice to have such a supportive board.
Probably the best bargain in town. Annual cost, if you count summer, $25 per kid. That's tremendous.
It is, yes, $25, and they get to spend, we're open from 8 to 5 in the summer. We're open from 3 to 7 during the school year. They get a home-cooked meal, which is, it's probably one of the best deals you can find around.
Yeah, and if you are looking for some place for your youngsters to go, if they're not club members, suggest it.
Yes.
And if they are club members, remind them what a good deal they have all summer and get them signed up this summer.
Absolutely.
Ladies, thank you very much for coming in this morning.
Thank
and
you.
Thank you for helping us highlight the Boys and Girls Club this morning.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
That's a Community Connection on 1400 K1, brought to you by Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center. We've got more on the way coming up in just a bit.
Here's a unique idea to attract customers to your